Ducks scramble on the banks of the Wabash River in Terre Haute, jump into the lazy, muddy river. This is a dry, sunny Midwestern day, but when it rains here, even a fraction of an inch, water directly from the city sewers pours into the river here at Fairbanks Park and at eight other locations. This is called Combined Sewer Overflow, or CSO. The sewage never reaches here, the city's wastewater treatment plant. The liquid shooting into the river includes chemicals, oil, debris, and whatever is flushed down city toilets. There are signs at Fairbanks Park that caution against swimming because of increased levels of bacteria, including E. coli, present in the river. Fixing the issue will require at least $130 million. That's a figure nearly 1.5 times the city's annual budget, and leaders admit that number could grow. But wastewater utility head Mark Thompson says the city has no choice.
Regardless of who is sitting in this chair, the things that we're doing have to be done because they're mandated through IDM and the EPA.
Though the Environmental Protection Agency requires certain sewage disposal systems, the federal government provides no money to make any necessary upgrades.
We have spent millions studying and trying to solve the problem.
That's Chuck Innes, the city's engineer. He says the city paid a significant sum of money as far back as 2002 on a report detailing how to deal with the issue.
They changed the rules. They made them more stringent.
That report was never reviewed by the EPA, and the city essentially began again. Three mayors have already dealt with the CSO problem, and the city is just getting started trying to solve it. So says local economic development director Steve Witt.
As far as obligations of local government, I can't think of anyone that's higher or of a larger magnitude than this.
Part of the problem is the city's age. When they were first built, Terre Haute sewers were ahead of their time. Problem is, that was during the Civil War. Terre Haute didn't even build its first wastewater treatment plant until the Eisenhower era. But now, after nearly a decade of effort, city leaders say they're nearing a plan to fix the problem. A new report was slated for completion by the beginning of this summer, but now its authors are aiming to meet a September deadline set by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management.
People don't want their sewer bills to go crazy.
Mayor Duke Bennett says sewer rates will climb steadily over the next few decades to pay for the upgrades, and he and others expect a backlash from the hikes, even though they're unavoidable. Bennett says the complex nature of the issue means the majority of city residents have no idea what CSO means, even though they'll end up paying more than $130 million to fix it.
We do have a lot of work in front of us to get people to understand why we have to do it and how it's going to impact you.
In Friday's conclusion to this story, a local grassroots organization raises concerns about the city's plans and its smell. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.